reading over this, I couldn't help but think, you know, it's just like our country today. It's just like the world we live in today. So much trouble.
Right.
So much sin, right? Mm-hmm. Sin. And we need to make sure that we're on the straight and narrow way, don't we? And sweep up around our own doorstep. But tonight, the Lord hath a controversy. Verse 1, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Will you pray for me and pray with me today? Brother Fred, why don't you pray, and then I'll pray, and then I'll try to preach a little bit. Yes. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. Father, we do love you tonight. Thank you for loving us and so much that you'd take our place and pay for our sin debt, Lord, and give us salvation, a home in heaven, and freedom, Lord, and forgiveness, Lord. Thank you for your great love for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. So Israel is sinning. They're in spiritual idolatry. They're in all types of different sins. And because of that, there is judgment. There is consequences to sin. And so right here in verse number 1, it says, God hath a controversy. The word controversy has to do with he's got a problem, okay? He's got an issue with the people who are living this way, and they don't get right. They continue down that road of sin. Remember what the Bible says, the wages of sin is death. Yep. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So he has a controversy here with inhabitants. He loves them, but he doesn't love the sin, right? Have you heard that statement? Yep. God loves sinners, but he doesn't love their sin. There is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Now, God is a patient God. He's a long-suffering God. He's a compassionate God. But he only goes so far, and then the judgment will fall. That's what the Bible says in the book of Galatians. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Hey, we ought not put family above God. I thank God for family, but God gets first place, right? We ought not put friends above God. God gets first place. We ought not put football above God. God gets first place. Yeah. Amen. So he's a great God, a sweet God, a glorious God, and he's the only true and wise God, but we're not. He's God and we're not. Verse 2, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood. Kind of like the day we live in, isn't it? And lots of murders and things and lying and things going on. You know what is right? It doesn't get told a lot, does it? The truth of things. And people say, well, what's wrong seems right and right seems wrong. Kind of the day we live in. And it says they're swearing and lying and killing and stealing in verse 2. Well, there's a payday someday. And in verse 3, therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beast of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. That's a sad day when there's no fish to catch. But that's what happens when sin. Sin, it'll take you farther than you ever want to go. The country's going to dry up, or the place is going to dry up where there's no God. And the real reason is there's no real knowledge about God. People perish because of lack of knowledge. You'll see that right in this verse. Let me tell you what Warren Wiersbe, I like to read after him, he says about Hosea chapter 4. Israel's destruction stems from a profound lack of knowledge, leading to moral corruption, idolatry, spiritual decay. It affects not only the people, but it affects the priest. It's everyone. There's consequences. And when the people get away from God, this ignorance and sin is widespread, and there comes bloodshed, the land ultimately dries up. The bottom line, when people lose the knowledge of God, they become, in Warren Wiersbe's commentary, stupid, and are destined for judgment. So what's the answer? What's the solution? Repent and turn back to God, right? Turn back to God. What is knowledge? Knowledge is a clear perception of the truth. And we have the truth right here in this blessed book, don't we? But if nobody preaches the truth, I'm not saying everybody's not preaching it, but we need to hear more truth, that's for sure. We need more Bible knowledge. Knowledge is learning God's knowledge and its perfection. So the truth of God. Now let's go on. And it says here in verse 4, "And let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest." Well, the priests were messing up too, the priest and the people, and God's judgment would fall upon them. So there was strife between both. In verse 5, "Therefore thou shalt fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother." My people are destroyed for what? "Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." Friends, we need the truth of God for our children's sake, for our grandchildren's sake. By the way, pray for your children. Amen. "And as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity." So their heart is fixed on their sin, and they won't let up. Just a downhill spiral. "And there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways, and reward them their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. My stocks ask counsel." My people ask counsel at their stocks. I looked up that. It has to do with the wrong counsel. You know, counsel is good. There's safety in a multitude of counselors. But if you have the wrong counselor, there you go. Down that path. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Folks, you need to be careful who you take counsel from. "Blessed is man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." So you can have wrong counsel. And Israel was taking the wrong counsel. And they were worshiping all these idols and into all of these different sins. And what happened, according to Warren Wiersbe, they were just being stupid. Ignorance was there. They didn't have the knowledge of the Lord. You know what they needed? They needed to get back right with the Lord. Amen. So it says in verse 12, "And their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err. And they have gone a whoring from under their God." Verse 13, "They sacrifice upon the tops of mountains, and burn incense upon the hills, under the oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredoms, and your spouses shall commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, for your spouses, nor your spouses when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore the people that doth not understand shall fall." One moment here. I preached Wednesday night on magnifying the Word of God and how that all the Bible is God's Word. Amen. He says over in the book of Joshua that not only we need to hear the blessings, but we need to hear the cursings. Because, you know, if we take heed to the Word of God, it'll save us a whole lot of trouble. Amen. Yeah. So we need to give the truth. And we need to love it all. And so, not picking on anybody except ourselves. You know, if any man think that he standeth, let him take heed lest he fall. Right. We have a trouble a lot of times looking at others. But, you know, we need to look inward. We need to look at ourselves. If any man think that he standeth, let him take heed lest he fall. Let's not get proud and look down our proud noses and think we're somebody. Because, friends, pride cometh before a fall. Amen. So, we need to be concerned about ourselves and our families. And, yes, it's sad when sin cometh. And LSD, lust, when it is conceived, you know, and sin, it turns into death, the Bible says over there in the latter part of the 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. It's bad. It's a downhill slide. But let's be concerned about ourselves and pray for others. Amen. Pray for others. Now go on here. It says in verse 15, though thou Israel play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend, and come not ye into Gilgal, neither go ye up to Beth Haven. That's interesting. The word Beth Haven, the prophet Hosea used this as illustration, Beth Haven, taken from that word Bethel. Now what was Bethel in the Bible? It was the house of God. That's what the meaning of Bethel is. Back to Bethel, back to the house of God. And you know what? We need to get back to the house of God, don't we? So they had replaced it with this symbol, once a symbol of holiness. But now in Hosea's day, when he's preaching this message given by God, it's a negative. It's idolatry. And folks, it's really bad. And I'll just say this, it's wickedness going on in this day. And there's wickedness going on right now in our own country. In our world, we live in a world of iniquity. And what's the Bible say? The way of the transgressor is what? Hard. It's hard. And they're living that right now. Go ye up to Beth Haven, nor swear the Lord liveth, for Israel slideth back. They're backslidden. As a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim is joined to idols. Well, if we're not careful, church, folks, loved ones, hey, we'll be joined to idols, won't we? We need to be very careful to put these idols away. These things that would take the place of God. I'm not calling you a backslider. I know there's hope for the backslider, right? Peter backslid. He denied the Lord 3 times, but the Lord didn't forget about him. And you can be forgiven. The backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Verse 17. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. Their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love. Give ye. The wind hath bound her up in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. So what do we take away from this? Well, if you're not saved, you need to go ahead and get saved, right? The Lord will spare you a lot of that. A lot of times you'll find trouble by being in the wrong place. Can I get a witness right there? Amen. You know, Christians... you're not going to be getting into as many fights if you're not in the bar with the fighters. If you're in church, it'll keep you out of a lot of that stuff, right? You're not going to be tempted to drink. Be not among wine bibbers. I know sometimes you go to a restaurant and you can't hardly help it and they'll put you in the bar. But I always request, if I go to Outback or somewhere, can we not be in the bar? I don't want to be in the bar. Amen. Sometimes you might have to be in there. I don't know. But I'm not comfortable in there. Be not among wine bibbers. And they're bibbing more than wine, aren't they? And so, you know, for the Christian, we need to beware, listen, that we don't backslide. That we don't. There's hope for the backslider, but you don't want to get on that slippery slope. And stay close to the Lord. Stay sweet before the Lord and pray and read your Bible more, and stay in church. Stay in the house of God, because you'll have some leatherneck, some country preacher preaching at you, get right, get right. It's not bad to hear the cursings, because it may spare us of something that we would have done if we didn't hear about this. So here it is in Hosea. He's warning. He's saying this is the demise. Just like this longtime Bible preacher, Warren Wiersbe, said, destruction stem from a profound lack of knowledge leading to a moral corruption, idolatry, and spiritual decay. And friends, it doesn't seem to get much better in these days, does it? We know the end. We know the back of the book. We've read the back of the book, and we ultimately win, don't we? If you're saved, if you're in the family of God, you win. But there's a lot of things that can happen leading up to that. There could come a time, Seth, when preachers don't have the liberty to get up and open the Bible and preach the gospel. Tell people that Jesus loves them and paid for their sin debt on the cross of Calvary, and He died on the cross and shed His blood, and He rose again. There could be a day when we don't have liberty to do that. Now, some preachers, they're going to do it anyway, and they may find themselves in jail, won't they? But that's okay. That's okay, because we have the truth. We just need to spread it. A truth. Have you ever heard the statement, the truth hurts? It does hurt sometimes. But we need to humble ourselves and recognize it's good for us. The truth is good for us. And listen to the blessings. We heard about the blessings. We're blessed. Robert, thank you for singing that, even though you're getting over sickness and being faithful. Always, I'm glad when Robert shows up, because he's a blessing to us, isn't he? But church, let's stand together tonight.